Thank you for tuning into the Gospel Update, updating brethren of the sound works that are going on not only in the nation but throughout the world, an Ulaga radio program that is going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth and encouraging the brethren. My name is Dustin McCrickard. I have with me, as we heard from him last week, Michael Clark. Michael, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Awesome. Glad to hear from you, brother. It's a two-part series, and Michael, we were asking about different questions about the teens, and so let me ask you this. What do you think is the biggest issue with teens today? What do they face that is the biggest thing?
It has got to be social media. It's got to be in my mind, and you could say depression, but really I think social media is the catalyst right now for so many different sins that are in the world today. Like I mentioned a moment ago, you've got these apps out there that, if used properly, they can be great ways to communicate with friends and family across the world, across the states. But if used improperly, you have apps like Snapchat that supposedly deletes your photo after you send it. And so, of course, pictures are being sent that have no business being sent. You've got apps like Tinder and Vine and all these other things that are used specifically at times for sexual acts, things that shouldn't be taking place, especially among teenagers. But social media, too, has a worse thing. It is so easy now for me to get behind my screen and bully anybody that I want to, as a Christian or as a non-Christian. And in fact, sadly, there are men in our own brotherhood who have taken this mentality behind the hiding of Facebook and posting hateful and spiteful things. And really, on Facebook, there's no tone. Unless a video is posted, a message, you don't know how it's supposed to be said, how it was meant to be said. And we read into a lot of things, especially me. I'll get a text message sometimes that says from my wife, "Okay, fine." And instantly in my mind, I think something's wrong. We're in a fight, and I've got to figure out what I can do to make it up. When really, she's just saying, "Okay, that's fine." There's no tone behind it, though. And so social media has got to be something that is regulated better among our young people, among our adults. And I know a lot of kids don't want to see their parents on Facebook. They don't want to see them on Twitter. They don't want to see them on all these social media apps. But really, the fact that they don't want to see them on that terrifies me. Because what are you posting that is so bad that you don't want your parents to see? I understand being embarrassed by parents. I mean, all of us have been at some point in our lives. But when you're posting on social media, you shouldn't be concerned about anything that you post or anyone seeing it. And yet so many times you've got people saying, "I don't want my mom and dad on Facebook. I don't want them around me." Well, then you probably need to use Facebook more properly. And it's not just teenagers, sadly. There are young, good men and women that misuse this app well into their 20s and on. And it's just something that if we were to regulate it more properly, not only would our own lives be less hectic and a little bit less stressful, but God would be more pleased too, because he sees everything we post, whether we have a dummy account, as I've seen some of my own Christian brethren and women have dummy accounts, accounts where they change their name around a little bit, put a picture of themselves that doesn't look like them, they do a little bit of editing, and then they can say whatever they want and no one knows it's them. Well, God still knows it's them. And this is just something that people have got to be careful with social media, because of all the horror stories that you and I have heard on the news of men taking advantage of little girls and little boys and even young girls and young boys and getting them to believe they are a certain age and a certain time, and then they meet and they are not who they said they were. We've got to be careful about what our kids are using, because when I was a three-year-old, I didn't have a cell phone. They didn't even really exist in the same way that they do now, but I see 3 to 6-year-olds playing on iPhones and on iPods and iPads like they know how to do it better than I do. And it's funny, but it's also scary, because who could they accidentally start to talk to? Who could they accidentally start to communicate with and endanger their lives? And so social media has got to be something that's better regulated.
I agree, Michael. It's one of those things that when you list the pros and cons, there's definitely more cons. And sadly, yeah, that's what it's became out in the world today. Well, I think text message is a great program that needs to be definitely promoted within the brethren. And where can someone find text message at? Let's say they want to watch these episodes, Michael. Where do we go to find these episodes?
At this point in time, the best place to go, you can find some of them on YouTube, but most of them will air on the network itself. And they'll air on Saturdays. I believe it is 10 a.m. Eastern and 9 a.m. Central. And it's a 30-minute program. But one other thing that they can do is, like I mentioned a few moments ago, a lot of these programs that we've done, Yes, they're pieced together to make text message, but they air by themselves too, some of them. You've got Lessons from a Park Bench that airs consistently throughout the network. Conversations with Chris airs a lot throughout the network. There's a program that I've done called Just a Thought that airs a lot throughout the network. That's just 5 to 7 minutes that is literally just bringing out a thought. And these all air throughout the network every day at different times so that at any given moment someone could do it. But I would encourage people. I know 9 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Eastern is a stretch for some teens because it's early in the morning. But I would encourage youth groups everywhere to try to get together maybe once every Saturday, have a breakfast together. You've seen things like this done, and then maybe set up the PowerPoint, display text message, and try to see if it can help because I actually have people that have emailed us at the network that have communicated with us and said this is really helpful. We've had some people that send us questions about what they're doing in life and how can they maybe fix the problems that they're dealing with. And so this is a great thing and a great work that GBN is doing, and it's not just things like text message just because Michael Clark's involved with it. There's great works being done right now by other teenagers, by other young men and women. Just to name a few, you've got Tomorrow's Church Today by Daniel Webster. That's a great thing going on right now where young teenage boys and girls are writing articles to try to encourage people. There's an anonymous thing on Facebook right now called A Psalm in the Morning, where every day a verse from Psalms is posted to try to encourage teens. And these are great things that are done all day long, all throughout time, right now on Facebook. You can find them, they're stamped, they're there forever. And as much as I just said, Facebook and social media is a terrible thing, when you use it for stuff like this, it can be a wonderful thing. We had a Facebook group for Lessons from a Park Bench that got up to 750 members at one time. And so you can find ways to make Facebook work for the Lord, and people have to remember that Paul wrote letters and sent them out. He didn't keep them for himself. He didn't keep them and say, I'm going to keep and hold on to this. I don't want other people to know what's going on. If you have a talent, if you have an ability, you definitely need to be doing something. You definitely need to try to do whatever you can. But for text message, you can even call the network and specifically ask them to send you the programs, to send you all the programs that they can possibly send, and they'll do that for you so that you can watch it. Some of them, I believe, might be on the app, the GBN app. But the technical side of it, what happens after I leave the studio, I don't know so much about anymore now that I've left the network. But I do know that they're doing a great job over there trying to make sure that the young people feel included. Because so many times we say, tomorrow's church, they're tomorrow's church, they're going to be here tomorrow, they're going to be here tomorrow. There are so many young people out there that are believing a lie that we've accidentally fed them by saying, your time's coming. Well, if they're a Christian, if they're capable and they're of the accountable age to lead in worship, let them lead in worship. If they have an ability to lead singing, lead singing. If they can get in the pulpit and give a devotional, give a devotional. And even South Haven Church of Christ and some others in the area around here, and I'm sure you know of some as well, put a precedence on this and make sure that they have a fifth Sunday where the young men lead the service. And every now and then they have a singing at the end of the quarter where they let the young men get up and lead. Now they've even got programs for the ladies where all the women go into a separate part of the building where no one that's a man can accidentally walk in, and the ladies actually learn some of these same things because, yes, they're not allowed in worship to lead in the same way. But ladies' days happen, and these young women need to be able to be prepared for those events, and congregations are starting to put that importance on making sure we're prepared to lead and lead now, not just 20 years down the road when so and so, who was our singer for 20 years, died, and now we need to, redraft somebody into his position. We can plug and place people just like college football teams, just like NFL teams. You can put in your depth and let your depth go in there at times and close it out and learn how to have some experience and so that they can be effective leaders in the Lord's church today.
Amen, amen, and you hear that so much with brethren, sadly, that, well, they're the church of tomorrow. I go, no, they're the church of today. Let's get them involved right now. Let's not wait. Let's not wait. Michael, it's truly a blessing to have you on the show with us, and the great things that you're involved in, and on top of that, to be a fine gospel preacher one day. So we're looking forward to seeing all the things that are going to be coming in your life as a newlywed. It's been what, a year now?
Yes, sir. A year, January the 2nd.
Oh, congrats. Congrats, brother.
Thank you.
Well, brother, thank you for taking time out of your busy school day to come onto the show and update people and update the brethren about the great works that you're involved in. And Lord willing, we'll speak to you again.
Yes, sir. Look forward to it. Thanks for having
Awesome.
me.
And thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Update. My name is Dustin McCrickard. Stay tuned for Uluga Radio and other faithful works that are going on throughout the community and throughout the world.